welcome to Top Realtors of Atlanta, presented by the Ty Fair Commercial Group and Commercial Capital Limited. I'm your host, Brian Peart, the president of Commercial Capital. We're excited to introduce some of Atlanta's top realtors. On every episode, I will be joined by some of the top realtors in our area to discuss the real estate landscape and the latest news and trends within the industry. Every month, we'll release two new episodes. One show will focus on residential real estate, while the other will focus on commercial real estate. In today's episode, we'll talk to residential real estate agents. I have with me today Sarabhi and Nitin Arora from the SNN team at Keller Williams and Shayna Bayless from the Bayless Group. We'll start with Nitin. Tell me about your company and tell us a little bit about you.
All right. So this is Nitin Surbhi and Nitin Arora. We are a husband and wife team. We are the SNN team with Keller Williams. My team, we have a group of realtors who believe that buying and selling a home is one of the most expensive transactions that you would ever do in your life. And we want to make sure you do it right. So we are a bunch of passionate residential realtors.
Shayna, how about you? Tell us about your company.
Okay, well, my company is the Bayless Group, and we consist of real estate agents that serve the Gwinnett and Atlanta and surrounding areas. And we put our clients first. We customize our clients' experience. All of our clients feel like we give them the best communication, negotiation, and service. We make sure that we are serving our clients' particular needs, so every client is treated the same, but each transaction and experience is slightly different because it's customized to the client and their needs. So I think what sets us apart is that we truly care about our clients, as well as we customize their experience with us. So a seller's desire and needs are going to be different from a first-time home buyer. Our investors are going to be different from a seller's needs. So we make sure that we listen to our clients and we take into account what they need, and then we over-deliver. So that's what makes us different.
Ah, that's great. That's great. Nitin, how about your company? What's special about the SNN group?
So SNN team was formed. We have been in U.S. for a long time. And during our time when we were in the market buying and selling, we worked with a lot of real estate agents. And we realized that some of those agents were just in it to make quick money. We used to ask them if this is a good home for us. And the standard response we would get is, why don't you put an offer if you like the home? That's not the kind of confidence that a consumer looks for from someone who has been working in this industry day in and day out. And that's where we started buying, selling, investing for ourselves, then started helping our friends. And now we have this big group of realtors who all believe that, again, buying and selling home, one of the most expensive transactions. So our goal is to get you the right home at right price for our buyers and for our sellers to get them the most amount of money.
Great, great. So let's stick with sellers for a minute. How what's your advice to sellers in today's market? Because the market's still pretty good, right?
Oh, it is hot. Heavy seller's market. And so selling a home, there are 10 very important things when you are selling the home. Number one is to call us and we will take care of the remaining 9. No, but on a serious note, selling a home in this market is very easy. Anyone you know, they know someone who wants to buy your home. But when you're selling a home, it's like a product. And you want to advertise and market your product to the fullest extent to get the most amount of money. And that's where we help package and deliver to get the most amount of money for our sellers.
What does that kind of look like? Just real quick, like staging it, or how does that look like?
So we say there are 4 important things when you're selling a home. Competition is one, which in today's market is none. Pricing is a strategy, how you price your home. Condition of the home, that is very important. It's like when a buyer walks in, they should be able to imagine themselves living in that home. And that's where the staging, how you present your home, that comes into picture. And number 4 is exposure. How much you are exposing your home, your product. And that's what we always say as a seller. You have a price in mind. As a real estate agent, we have the price in mind, but it's the buyer who is going to decide the value of your home. So a good realtor's job is to get the maximum number of potential buyers inside your home. That's it. And then these buyers are going to decide what would be the value of your home.
Excellent. Shayna, why don't we switch over to you and talk maybe about buyers. You know, right now today, it seems like if you're a buyer, you may end up putting multiple offers on a home. So how are those situations handled? How do you handle that for your clients?
Well, we have done a great job in this competitive hot market to get our buyers homes in multiple offer situations. And so what we've done is we have used our resources. So we use our lender partners to actually make sure that we follow up with the listing agent. So when we present an offer, our lender partner is helping us. So we're contacting the listing agent, and then the lender is also contacting the listing agent as well. Then we also make sure that we have programs that kind of help our buyers compete with cash or conventional buyers. So there's programs out there that not all agents know about. There's a great program out there called Ribbon, and it helps FHA, VA, and even conventional buyers not have to pay the appraisal gap. And they cover appraisal gap for those buyers, and they back them as cash buyers. And so now you're competing like a regular cash buyer. So this helps our traditional lending buyers compete against all these Zillow offers or all these cash buyers that's coming in and kind of sweeping up the houses. So we also make sure that we talk to our buyers about contingencies. We call the agent. We find out what is important to the seller. And then we ask the agent, what is important to you? What type of agent do you want to co-op with? What's important to make this transaction run smoothly and seamlessly, and most importantly, get it closed? Because that's what we want for our sellers. That's what we want for the buyers. We want a win-win situation. Right. So that is how my team has been able to win multiple offers continuously in this high multiple offer situation and high seller's market.
Yeah, I hear all the time from people that they'll put an offer above list price and still won't get it sometimes. That's just, and it's still like that right now.
Oh yeah, $30,000-$40,000 over asking price, but always the highest offer doesn't always win. So that's why you need to communicate effectively with the listing agent to determine what is important to the seller. Maybe the seller would take $10,000 less, but they can stay 2 months or 3 months in the home. Okay. They don't have to move quickly after they close. That's another feature, like conversation that you need to have when you're selling a home as well with your sellers. What is important to you, not just price? Because they're going to get the price. It's a seller's market. They're going to get great offers, price, but the terms, make sure that there's no appraisal gaps, no appraisal contingencies, so that because people are offering so much over asking price, we got to make sure that you can actually pay for that.
Right.
Where is that coming from? You know, and then also for our buyers, when they're putting an offer in and they're having that appraisal gap, we have some creative ways for them to not have to come out of pocket totally with the whole appraisal contingency gap. So there are some resources that we use, and we're very strategic on how we present our offers.
Awesome. Now, a couple follow-up questions, because you talked about a couple things that I didn't know about. Like you said, Ribbon. Is that government backing that, or
that's a private company like a Zillow company? Okay. But they're not purchasing the house for you, but they can. There's different ways for buyers to utilize the program. The biggest thing that has helped is help them compete and actually waive their appraisal contingency. So what Ribbon does is they guarantee the offer price. So they have a valuation system, and if they value the home at a certain amount, then they can guarantee it. So if the home doesn't appraise through the buyer's lender, they cover the difference and pay the seller cash. And the great part about what I do and my team does, I've taught them to do, is we, even when Ribbon gives us a valuation, sometimes they're not right. And sometimes we might have some better comps than what they use to give us a valuation on the house. And I've been able to get them up. So whereas other agents might just put it in the system and take their valuation that they give for the house, I always go back, look at the comps, and see if I can get them up in the valuation so that we can be the top offer. So they might even have multiple Ribbon offers, but they might not have a Ribbon offer as high as mine, because I do my due diligence and I make sure that they're giving the best value for the home that we're trying to put an offer on.
Okay. Excellent. So I'll push it back over to you, Nitin. You had mentioned listing, and we were mentioning cash offers. What is the difference? What is the value that a realtor can bring to help the client realize the best price? Because you know, I see these cash offer things all the time, and how can you help them get more bang for their buck with less stress?
When you are representing a seller as a realtor, your job is to get them the most amount of money and make sure the transaction is smooth. Now, when you are helping a buyer, important thing is, again, right home at right price. And what is the right price? That is what any buyer is willing to pay in today's market. But then, as a realtor, you know the area, you know the community, you know when you're doing analysis to see what would be the right price for that home. And that's where our job is, to help and guide our clients make the right real estate decision. A home might be great, but the price might not justify. And that's where we have to stop our clients that this is the max that we would suggest going in for that home. So it's a fine line that we have to run. But again, we do every home that we buy or sell, we do it as if we are doing for ourselves. So we won't guide our clients something that we ourselves will not do if we were in their situation.
Right. Good. And obviously it's working because you guys closed over 100 homes in 2021. Is that correct? Good job. Good job. So, okay. So you had mentioned pre-approvals, Shane, having them pre-approved by. So let's talk about the lending environment for real estate for a minute. What does that add to the time frames? Are you seeing any delays in how long it takes for a loan to get done, or what's an average time frame for a real estate transaction to close when there's not all cash, when there's a mortgage company involved?
Well, it depends on who your lender partners are. So we have a company that our office partners with, Supreme Lending, and they can close. Traditionally, they could close 8 days or less, but I would say about 10 days or less with a loan, a conventional loan, a FHA loan. Probably
with appraisals and everything?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
They usually, right now, if you go under contract, any lender, if they're good, will order an appraisal as soon as you go under contract,
right,
so that we're not waiting, because they can be possibly backed up. But with a traditional FHA loan, you could do 14 to 21 days, but 21 to 30 days is still normal. So you can still get your loan closed in that time frame. I'm very strategic with my lenders that I partner with. So usually they've been through underwriting already. So they've submitted all of their documents. So we have a conditional approval within 2 to 5 days, mm-hmm, after we go on the contract. And then my buyer knows what conditions they need to meet, and they get those documents to the lender quickly so that we are not waiting for anything but the appraisal report. And typically right now we're waiving a lot of appraisal contingencies, so we're just needed for formality for the loan, but it's not going to hold up the deal. So we can get that report a couple of days, or you know, even 2 days before closing, and we'll be able to get the clear and be able to close on time.
So really it the lending process doesn't slow the transaction down really at all.
Only if the buyer slows down presenting their documents, or if the lender is a little overwhelmed and they're not making sure that they're on top of their files, right, then that can slow down. But we have a 8-day unilateral extension here in Georgia, so that helps if we need to extend. And if you communicate effectively with the other side, usually you can get an extension if you need to, if you have a quick closing. I just did but that was a cash deal. So I just did a deal today and it closed in less than 10 days. So they're moving quickly. It's really the closing attorneys making sure that they can move as quickly as we're trying to move, because the market is at laser speed right now. So, and also just managing expectations. Just communication, managing expectations for the buyers, what to anticipate, the listing agent, what to anticipate, and making sure all parties are on the same wavelength, basically.
I'm actually hearing that from both of you. Setting the expectations and managing the expectations, mm-hmm, is key. It sounds like to me really that you guys bring a lot of value to the buyers or the sellers on these transactions. So that's great. So why don't we talk about that? Nitin, what is the vision for your team, your SNN team, going forward?
The SNN team vision is to be and to be recognized as the most trusted real estate team of choice for anyone looking to buy, sell, or invest in Atlanta real estate market.
Shayna, I'll push that over to you. What's your mission and purpose?
So our mission is to, one, change lives through the power of real estate. We know the power of owning property, being able to pass that property on to your children, or to be able to remove equity out of your property to maybe build a business. It can change your life just owning property. We know the history of people who've owned property versus people who have not owned a property.
Absolutely.
So our mission is to help create more homeowners so that they can use their real estate to change their futures. That's what we're passionate about. Serving families is really, really high end on our mission. It's just to help more families become homeowners, as well as educate more people on the power of real estate and how you can use it to grow wealth beyond just living in your home and selling it 20 or 15 years later. There's ways to build up equity or take out equity to help pay for college funds. There's ways to build businesses with the equity that you have. There is a lot of opportunity, and our mission is really to educate, to empower people through the power of real estate to change their life. That is really our mission.
Okay. And how do you stand? Were there more agents than homes in a market like this?
Well, you stand out by having character, by caring for your clients first, and by being a resource, because people can search for homes online. They have the internet. They still need us because, one, we're experts at our craft. We study the market. We can help them in a crazy market like we're in get the home of their dreams, as well as sell for top dollar so that they can use that fund to invest in their future. And we also we take care of our clients, and so that's why they refer us out to their clients. They want people who care. People still care about people, and people still want people who care about them.
Right.
So it's not just a regular business. It's truly the most important transaction that most people will make in their life. So they want people who value that. So that's how you stand out, by being authentic, by taking care of your clients' needs, by listening and making sure that you know it's not about you. We're here as servants. This is an honor to be able to help people do something remarkable that could truly affect their family's future. And if you treat it as such, that's how you grow a successful business.
Good. Okay, so I've got a couple final questions, kind of just curious questions. Some stuff's happening over there with Russia, we may have heard. Are you seeing that impact us at all in any way in the residential market right now?
Not that we are seeing from a buying and selling perspective, because especially in our market, Atlanta market, inventory is still all-time low. There are a lot of people who are moving from out of state into Atlanta. They need homes. In fact, the interest rates, they were going high, but this month Feds have told that they're not going to increase any further. So that has actually increased more buyers in the market. Still not enough homes out there, so that is increasing the prices. Mm-hmm. And historically, real estate market used to increase 4% year on year. And after 2007-2008 crash, only last year the market has reached where it would have been if there was a consistent 4% increase.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at all the numbers, market is not going anywhere.
So you don't think, what I'm hearing is you don't feel like it's overvalued at all, the market, and really there's more buyers than there are sellers.
Absolutely.
Is what you're, absolutely. Both of you. You can't see it, but Shayna's nodding her head. Okay, so put on your crystal ball. Where do you see the market in Atlanta in 6 months? I'm going to ask both of you to answer this in your own way, your own prediction. So Shayna, we'll start with you. What's your prediction for 6 months from now?
6 months from now, I still think that we'll be in a competitive market here, mm-hmm. in Georgia specifically. Mm-hmm. It is one of the states that we have a lot of interest from, people coming from a lot of different places coming here for different opportunities. The movie industry is getting even bigger out here. There's a lot of opportunities to buy homes in other places that still have higher price points, even though our price points have gone tremendously up. Still doesn't compare to other states like California and New York. So I think we're still going to be in the experience that we're in right now, which is a aggressive market. But I do think as we go into the next year, elections always affects things. So we're going to be going into election years, and so that's going to affect the market. I think we'll see a slight shift then, but we're not in a bubble. There's nothing going to burst. That's not what our numbers and data show, and mm-hmm. we work for a great company that shows that and reflects the data, and even compared to what it was looking like in 2008-09, we're nowhere near that, even though it may feel like that. Right. Far as like the price points going up so fast. Right. But the value of the homes are there because of the low inventory. And once we do have more homes, and I do believe we will have more homes coming on the market, I think we're over the hump of the fear of COVID. It's not gone, but people are no longer as afraid. So I think we'll get more people listing their homes. And with the last 2 years of history of how much our sellers have been making and selling their homes, I think more homeowners are going to be more open to upgrading or even season of life changing. And so they'll be more open to selling their home, having people in their home to be able to list and show their home. So I think we'll come hopefully to a more balanced market, but I don't see a crash or a dip in far as the value of the homes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. Nitin, how about you? Your crystal ball for the next six months, year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is the new normal. This market doesn't seem to be going anywhere. Obviously, with all those external factors, there would definitely be impact on real estate. But as of now, where we sit, all-time low inventory, all-time lot of people moving into Atlanta, a lot of industries getting set up into Atlanta, which is bringing more jobs. Definitely high demand for real estate and the buyers, even in-state buyers. Initially, it was a little hard for them to kind of comprehend that the same home which they were looking a year ago has now increased 20-30%. But I suppose buyers who have been living in Atlanta have made peace with it now. And so another 6-7 months doesn't seem like it's going to be any different. The craziness of all these way above asking and low appraisals, that should settle down as we progress, because now even banks have realized that this is not just a hype, it is actually the values of the home. So we are seeing good appraisals which are coming, and hopefully they'll bring down the craziness. But this is the market of Atlanta now.
Right. Excellent. Okay, so how can someone contact the SNN team at Keller Williams?
Absolutely. Go to our website, snnteam.com. Connect us there. We have some really good tools on our website. You can do a free home evaluation. Check that when you are there. Or check us on Facebook. Again, SNN team, Keller Williams. Reach out to us, sales@snnteam.com, or call us, 760-828-5215.
Excellent. Shana, how can people reach you?
Well, you can reach us on thebaylessgroup.com. You can reach us on Instagram on thebaylessgroup.com. And then you can reach me at Shana Bayless on Instagram. And you can reach The Bayless Group at 404-933-8948. All of our information is on our website. So contact us. Reach out.
Everything social media. How about that? Well, thank you guys for joining us on Top Realtors of Atlanta, presented by Commercial Capital and the Ty Fair Commercial Group. We offer new shows on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, so keep an eye out for those. You can find us on Apple iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever your favorite podcasts are. You can also enjoy the show anytime by visiting businessradiox.com, selecting the Gwinnett Studio, and then clicking on Top Realtors of Atlanta. Thank you again to my guests, Shana Bayless and Nitin and Sarabhi Arora. Did I get it right? All right. thanks for coming. On behalf of Commercial Capital Limited and the Ty Fair Commercial Group, I'm Brian Peart, and this has been Top Realtors of Atlanta on Business Radio X.